Tizedik. Origó típusú beszédértést mérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatást szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 10, Task 1, Charity Work. Charity has always been important, but what it means has changed a lot over the time. Charity work has variously been a way for altruistic people to show their compassion for other members of the human race and animals less fortunate than themselves. In the church from the Middle Ages, alms were collected, and these went towards almshouses, or looking after the elderly or the sick, for example. In the 18th and 19th century, wealthy bankers often turned to good causes to give money, many believing their wealth should be shared to improve the lot of the majority, not just the few. These people were called philanthropists. Even today, bankers may choose to give money. But the cynic might say they are making up the balance for perhaps the ethically dubious moves and behaviour that brought them the wealth in the first place. Today, also celebrities are common charity contributors. In the UK, Ronan Keating set up a cancer charity after his own mother died from the disease when he was 20, and Madonna sponsors children and has adopted children in Africa. In 2006, she founded the non-profit charitable organisation Raising Malawi and has adopted 4 of the nation's children. The children it helps are usually orphaned or made vulnerable through their circumstances. As a celebrity, she's able to attract attention and draw crowds to fundraising events, or she hosts benefits and makes documentaries. Her latest venture is the first of its kind in Malawi, a children's hospital, the Mercy James Institute, specialising in paediatric surgery and intensive care. Her documentary in 2008, I Am Because We Are, saw her travel through the country's poor areas and village orphanages and talk to experts in the field about how to help and it examined the problems there. In 2014, President Peter Mutharika appointed Madonna the country's Goodwill Ambassador for Child Welfare. Madonna had adopted 4 children. She had begun plans to open the now-completed institute and had got over a recent spat with the former Malawi president that led to a scandal in the press.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 10, Task 1. Charity work. Charity has always been important, but what it means has changed a lot over the time. Charity work has variously been a way for altruistic people to show their compassion for other members of the human race and animals less fortunate than themselves. In the church from the Middle Ages, alms were collected, and these went towards almshouses, or looking after the elderly or the sick, for example. In the 18th and 19th century, wealthy bankers often turned to good causes to give money, many believing their wealth should be shared to improve the lot of the majority, not just the few. These people were called philanthropists. Even today, bankers may choose to give money, but the cynic might say they are making up the balance for perhaps the ethically dubious moves and behaviour that bought them the wealth in the first place. Today, also celebrities are common charity contributors. In the UK, Ronan Keating set up a cancer charity after his own mother died from the disease when he was 20, and Madonna sponsors children and has adopted children in Africa. In 2006, she founded the non-profit charitable organisation Raising Malawi and has adopted 4 of the nation's children. The children it helps are usually orphaned or made vulnerable through their circumstances. As a celebrity, she's able to attract attention and draw crowds to fundraising events, or she hosts benefits and makes documentaries. Her latest venture is the first of its kind in Malawi, a children's hospital, the Mercy James Institute, specialising in paediatric surgery and intensive care. Her documentary in 2008, I Am Because We Are, saw her travel through the country's poor areas and village orphanages and talk to experts in the field about how to help, and it examined the problems there. In 2014, President Peter Mutharika appointed Madonna the country's Goodwill Ambassador for Child Welfare. Madonna had adopted 4 children. She had begun plans to open the now-completed institute and had got over a recent spat with the former Malawi president that led to a scandal in the press.
harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 10, Task 1. Charity work. Charity has always been important, but what it means has changed a lot over the time. Charity work has variously been a way for altruistic people to show their compassion for other members of the human race and animals less fortunate than themselves. In the church from the Middle Ages, alms were collected, and these went towards almshouses, or looking after the elderly or the sick, for example. In the 18th and 19th century, wealthy bankers often turned to good causes to give money, many believing their wealth should be shared to improve the lot of the majority, not just the few. These people were called philanthropists. Even today, bankers may choose to give money, but the cynic might say they are making up the balance for perhaps the ethically dubious moves and behaviour that brought them the wealth in the first place. Today, also celebrities are common charity contributors. In the UK, Ronan Keating set up a cancer charity after his own mother died from the disease when he was 20, and Madonna sponsors children and has adopted children in Africa. In 2006, she founded the non-profit charitable organisation Raising Malawi and has adopted 4 of the nation's children. The children it helps are usually orphaned or made vulnerable through their circumstances. As a celebrity, she's able to attract attention and draw crowds to fundraising events, or she hosts benefits and makes documentaries. Her latest venture is the first of its kind in Malawi, a children's hospital, the Mercy James Institute, specialising in paediatric surgery and intensive care. Her documentary in 2008, I Am Because We Are, saw her travel through the country's poor areas and village orphanages and talk to experts in the field about how to help, and it examined the problems there. In 2014, President Peter Mutharika appointed Madonna the country's Goodwill Ambassador for Child Welfare. Madonna had adopted 4 children. She had begun plans to open the now-completed institute and had got over a recent spat with the former Malawi president that led to a scandal in the press.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. Modern Art.
What do you think of the Turner Prize? Have you heard about the artist who's won it? He just displayed a whitewashed room with a lamp going on and off, and that was his inspiration.
Yes, I remember it. And then some youths left a pair of spectacles in the corner, and everyone started photographing that, thinking that was the artwork. Perhaps it was.
Well, it certainly makes you question what the value of modern art is when something like that can win you the prize.
I believe it all started with Tony Blair and the Labour government when they started this concept of the creative industries. Before that, art had been more inspirational. It actually wanted to say something or change society or the way we think.
So instead, you're saying it's money-driven?
Of course. Since it became a creative industry, that meant artists began making work to be sold and to make money. Take Damien Hirst, for example. His work is so expensive because it's bought by wealthy art dealers like Charles Saatchi. They buy something from an artist, and even if it's never displayed but in a private collection, this then boosts the value or worth of that artist.
Then artists go around making art to make money?
Well, certainly the music industry has been doing it for years. The Labour government, in a way, just made art mainstream. They effectively created a market. So that now the creative industries, like film, modern art, music and graphics, contribute 10% of Britain's economy, even more than the manufacturing sector. It is very big money.
But where does that put the value of art?
I don't see that buying a thing particularly gives it value, when the only people who can afford to buy it are the mega-rich art dealers or billionaires. How can it really have public value? It is acceptable from a commercial point of view. It is now a driven commodities market, with all sorts of spin-offs.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Modern Art.
What do you think of the Turner Prize? Have you heard about the artist who's won it? He just displayed a whitewashed room with a lamp going on and off, and that was his inspiration.
Yes, I remember it. And then some youths left a pair of spectacles in the corner. And everyone started photographing that, thinking that was the artwork. Perhaps it was.
Well, it certainly makes you question what the value of modern art is, when something like that can win you the prize.
I believe it all started with Tony Blair and the Labour government, when they started this concept of the creative industries. Before that, art had been more inspirational. It actually wanted to say something, or change society, or the way we think.
So instead, you're saying it's money-driven?
Of course. Since it became a creative industry, that meant artists began making work to be sold and to make money. Take Damien Hirst, for example. His work is so expensive because it's bought by wealthy art dealers like Charles Saatchi. They buy something from an artist, and even if it's never displayed but in a private collection, this then boosts the value or worth of that artist.
Then artists go around making art to make money?
Well, certainly the music industry has been doing it for years. The Labour government, in a way, just made art mainstream. They effectively created a market. So that now the creative industries, like film, modern art, music and graphics, contribute 10% of Britain's economy, even more than the manufacturing sector. It is very big money.
But where does that put the value of art?
I don't see that buying a thing particularly gives it value, when the only people who can afford to buy it are the mega-rich art dealers or billionaires. How can it really have public value? It is acceptable from a commercial point of view. It is now a driven commodities market, with all sorts of spin-offs.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Modern Art.
What do you think of the Turner Prize? Have you heard about the artist who's won it? He just displayed a whitewashed room with a lamp going on and off, and that was his inspiration.
Yes, I remember it. And then some youths left a pair of spectacles in the corner, and everyone started photographing that, thinking that was the artwork. Perhaps it was.
Well, it certainly makes you question what the value of modern art is, when something like that can win you the prize.
I believe it all started with Tony Blair and the Labour government, when they started this concept of the creative industries. Before that, art had been more inspirational. It actually wanted to say something, or change society, or the way we think.
So instead, you're saying it's money-driven?
Of course. Since it became a creative industry, that meant artists began making work to be sold and to make money. Take Damien Hirst, for example. His work is so expensive because it's bought by wealthy art dealers like Charles Saatchi. They buy something from an artist, and even if it's never displayed but in a private collection, this then boosts the value or worth of that artist.
Then artists go around making art to make money?
Well, certainly the music industry has been doing it for years. The Labour government, in a way, just made art mainstream. They effectively created a market. So that now the creative industries, like film, modern art, music and graphics, contribute 10% of Britain's economy, even more than the manufacturing sector. It is very big money.
But where does that put the value of art?
I don't see that buying a thing particularly gives it value, when the only people who can afford to buy it are the mega-rich art dealers or billionaires. How can it really have public value? It is acceptable from a commercial point of view. It is now a driven commodities market, with all sorts of spin-offs.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat!